previously on Slam. In the flashbacks, Bo and Summer were invited to Bo's nephew Little Tommy's 10th birthday party. Bo is hesitant to go because he doesn't vibe with Amber's family and ignored Amber's calls. And you can bet Amber isn't happy. In the present, Quinn overcame her stage fright and fear of letting her team down by absolutely killing it on stage, using a basketball to help keep the rhythm of her poem. Iambic pentameter, anyone? We're now at intermission. And that's where we left off.
And with that show-stopping performance by our Stallions and Slam superstar Quinn Parker, we're going to break for a 10-minute intermission. On your way to the bathroom, remember to sign your name in our guest book, Bridget Jones's Diary, and pick up round 2 or 3 of our special Pretty in Pink Lemonades. See you in 10.
Amber. Amber, hey, wait up.
There you are.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for coming. So, what'd you think?
Definitely different from rock and roulettes, but still really fun.
Yeah?
The Dean, he's quite a character.
I know, right? I don't know if you remember, but doesn't he give you Dean Clay, vibes?
Yes!
I thought about it since day one. Same intonation and dad jokes and everything.
Yes, oh my god, what a throwback.
Right? Hey, I mean, thanks for making the drive. I thought it was just gonna be you, but thanks for bringing this little guy. Little Tommy, what's going on?
Hi, Uncle Bo. Are you going to perform soon?
Soon, yeah. And wow, I did not expect Evie here. I mean, she hasn't responded to any of my texts since, well, you know.
Yeah. About that.
Evie, hey. I can't believe you're actually here. We have a great show planned for you. I mean, I'm after Elle, who's after Summer, and Hazard Lights is performing.
We can't stay too long.
Wait, what?
It's a school night. Oh. Long drive back, right, Mom?
Evie, traffic's not so bad.
No, it's fine, I understand.
Hey, Evie.
Summer, hey. Are you nervous?
A little, but overall feeling pretty zen. Have you seen my mom?
Yeah, I'm sitting next to her, actually.
You okay?
Yeah. Why wouldn't I be?
S-L-A-M. Slamming down some poetry.
S-L-A-M.
This is a radio dramedy.
S-L-A-M.
We needed a transition song.
S-L-A-M.
Now we're going back in time.
Next stop, Eastville, home of Cynthia's famous rhubarb pies. Be sure to stop by on Nogales Street for some finger-licking goodness.
I've missed those pies. Every time we finished a workbook, little Tommy and I would go get Cynthia's to celebrate.
I think Amber catered some for the party.
Cool. So, you nervous? Excited about reuniting with the fam tonight?
A little. Tommy's mom, well, Amber's sister, she's...
The exact opposite of you.
Yeah, you could say that. So, you and Evie are doing a sleepover tonight?
Yeah. We haven't seen each other in, like, a year. But we trade poems and stuff via mail.
Wow. That's really old school.
I hope I look okay.
What do you mean? You always look okay. I mean, great. You always look great.
You don't notice anything different?
Oh, you cut your hair.
That was a month ago. No, I mean, you know, me not wearing a dress.
Oh, yeah. I dig your shirt. What's your favorite AC/DC song?
Well, this was more for aesthetics.
Ah, I see. Well, it's a cool look. A lot of holes in those jeans, though.
They're my brother's, and they're called distressed.
Totally rad look. What?
We don't really say that. If something looks good, we'll say dope, or fire, or, lit.
Copy. Alright.
And here we are, folks, at Eastville. Have a superb, or should I say, rhubarb day.
Hi, Summer. Evie's over there.
Thanks, Amber.
Hey.
Bo, right on time. Thank you for being here.
This smile isn't going to last long.
1 hour and we're out of here, I promise. Come on, my sister's over here.
Okay.
Rose, look who's here.
Namaste, stranger. I'm Rose, Amber's sister.
Yes, Rose, we've met before, like many times.
Well, it doesn't feel like it. Anywho, Amber tells me that you got a new position. I imagine there's a sense of euphoria you get by succumbing to the throes of capitalism.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Technofruits is not just a soul-sucking corporation.
Oh?
Right. Sorry. What was the question again?
Your J-O-B. How is it?
Oh, it's great. And how's your husband's, woodcutting stuff?
You mean his carpentry? It's life-giving. The smell of the sap, the sawdust, the shavings, the elation of creating something brand new. You must look at his handsome, calloused hands. Unlike yours, smooth as a baby's butt.
Aw, thank you.
You should really visit more often.
Nah, I get bad flashbacks every time I'm here.
Of what?
The Miss Bellflower teen pageants.
Oh my god, I totally forgot you were Miss Tween once.
Did it every year. Wasn't great at it, but Mom wanted me to win so badly. By the time she was done with my makeup and stuff, I couldn't even recognize myself in the mirror.
Yeah, your style has definitely changed. I vibe with the AC/DC shirt.
Oh, this? Yeah, no, I don't normally dress like this. It's only for today, because, like, at home, if my mom saw me in my brother's clothes, she'd freak out. Anyways, this year, she really wants me to do Inktown's local pageant.
You'd win in, like, a heartbeat. Inktown is the size of a penny.
Exactly. It's a one-way ticket to Miss County, then Miss State, and then Miss Country. Heavy is the head that wears the crown.
Well, you should take the crown off more often. I dig your look. You'd fit right into the Rock and Rollettes.
The who?
What? You don't know the Rock and Rollettes? Girl, they're like the collective, oh my gosh. They're this cool collective of local avant-garde artists that do this open mic night every Saturday. Oh my gosh, you should stay one more night and see the Rollettes yourself. Oh, you would love them. You'd vibe so much. Oh, look. Here comes the cake.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Tommy.
For the last time, it's Lil Tommy.
Home sweet home.
Who knew a 10-year-old's birthday party could be so exhausting, huh?
I know.
Mom, where's the pump for the air mattress?
In the basement, honey.
Okay. Summer, you want to head up first?
Sure.
So how'd I do with your family?
I'd say you were a solid 6.
Come on, that low?
Okay, a 6 out of 7.
All right, there we go.
Not bad, Mr. Cog in the Machine.
Thank you very much. Well, since I did so well, should we celebrate?
I guess we can break out some wine.
Mom, I can't find it.
Will you help her? It's behind the roller skates and knee pads.
Yeah, I got it.
Thank you. Missed message from Technofruits. They have the shittiest customer service.
Hi, Amber. This is John Pellegrino, the actual branch manager of Technofruits. Please stop calling this number unless you have an actual appointment to make with us. Bo's doing just fine as a sales associate. Not sure why you keep referring to him as a branch manager.
Right, so you gotta make sure this switches on, otherwise you're just gonna lose air. You got it?
Yeah, I'm sure I can figure it out. Thanks.
All right. Well, give me a holler if you need me. This much wine enough for you? Amber.
What did you say your position was again?
Branch manager.
Then who the hell is John Pellegrino? Bo, what's going on?
Okay, Amber, before you jump to any conclusions,
did you get the promotion?
Well, look, I can explain. There was
an easy question. Did you or did you not get the promotion?
Look, when I moved, I really did think I was gonna get the promotion, all right? And then—
Oh my god! Oh my god, you lied to me!
No. It's not... I mean, you know it's not that simple.
Bo, nothing is ever simple with you. You lied to me and to our daughter? It's for our family? That was all bullshit.
It was for our family. I was going to tell you.
I cannot believe that I married a fucking liar.
Come on, Amber. I was gonna tell you, I just didn't think that this was a great time to bring it up. I mean...
You lied?
Evie. How much of that did you hear?
All of it. Is it true?
I'm sorry. Amber, I don't really know what to say.
You should go.
You don't mean that.
Yeah, I do. You should go. Now.
Okay.
Hi, Bo.
Hey, Summer. I just sent you a text. Are you okay with taking the train back by yourself tomorrow?
Yeah, that's fine. I overheard you and Amber.
Yeah. I'm sorry you had to hear that. Can you please not tell anyone about...
Your secret's safe with me. Am I the only one who knows?
Well, Elle knows. I told her when we first met. We were both drinking away our problems. You know, I should have just been honest with them.
You were going through a lot.
Yeah, but that's exactly why I should have told them, you know? Listen, Summer, always tell your family what you're going through. Always.
I hear you.
They're right to hate me.
They don't hate you. Extremely disappointed in you, definitely.
Right. Thank you.
You know, they'll always love you, no matter what.
Thanks, Summer. Well, my taxi's here. I'll see you back in Inktown.
Welcome to Rock and Rollettes, everybody, home of the weird, the strange, and the terrible. I am your host for this evening, Jerry No Relation Styles, and are we ready to rock, ladies, gentlemen, and others? I can't hear you.
Okay, wow, this place is insane.
Isn't it awesome?
What are those people doing? They look like they're having seizures.
They're dancing! Come on, let's join them.
Maybe if enough people applaud, I'll do some of my songs. Hey, well, tough crowd tonight. Good luck, whoever the hell is next. Up next, we have...
Anger snakes deep in my soul. In the pit of my being, it chokes my throat. Justice, it chants. A revolution of the body, a translation into...
You okay? Here, I have some more water.
Really, I'm fine. Just a lot on my
mind. Evie! Is that you?
Dan! Hi! Summer, this is Dan, lead singer of Hazard Lights. Dan, Summer.
Where's Amber? I hear Bo's in town, too.
He left last night.
Shame, we're jamming later. You know, your dad used to be more cool before he left Rock and Roulettes.
What are you trying to say?
Oh, come on, Evie. He's working for the man, seriously. Techno Fruits is an extension of Big Brother.
I mean, my dad did what he had to do.
Okay. I'm just playing around, man. Hey, give Amber my best.
These people know Bo?
Yeah, my dad used a temp as a drummer for Hazard Lights, which I can't even imagine.
I'm sorry about you and your dad.
I'm sorry that my dad joined your poetry club.
It's not so bad having him around. You know, our club is actually gonna perform for this new bar's grand opening soon on Valentine's Day. Our first legit performance.
Wow. Are you gonna do your butterfly poem?
Maybe not. I might write something different. I feel brave enough to try something different. I don't know why I'm feeling like this.
This place has that effect on people. I cannot wait to see you perform.
You'll come?
Of course I'll come.
I think that'll mean a lot to your dad.
Whatever. I mean, I'll be there to see you.
Hey, welcome back from intermission. I hope you stopped by our photo booth with a cutout of a Colin Firth in the classic Mr. Darcy wet shirt scene. Those photo strips will be keepers for sure. Am I right? Next up, we have our lovely Summer Robinson. Give it up!
Hey, princess! That's our show-stopping Miss Bellflower!
Wait a minute, is that my shirt? Are those my chains?
What is she wearing?
This poem is dedicated to my family. If there's anything I've learned this semester, I think we should always be honest with the people that we love. So, this is a poem titled, Metamorphosis. Summer winds and summer skies. I used to love my lullabies. I used to dance like butterflies. But now I swear you'll see me rise. Bo,
hit it!
I thought about it long and hard and came to this conclusion. I'd rather be a caterpillar than a fake illusion. I'm not a social butterfly, I prefer seclusion. Now it's time to put an end to all of your delusions. Don't get me wrong, I've worn so many skins. But now I understand who I am within. I know that hiding the truth has been my sin. Who knew that coming clean was the way to win? I like the color pink and silly frilly girly things, but who's to say I can't take you all in wrestling? I'm the princess and the knight in shining armor. I drink duality like an Arnold Palmer. I confess you're witnessing a total power play. No one can compare to Summer in the Milky Way. If there's one thing that you hear me say, it's stand tall and be proud, cause we're here to stay.
Go, Summer! Woo! That's my girl!
That was fire!
Thanks, Bo. Summer, you were phenomenal.
Elle, you're up next. Break a leg.
And next up, the elegant and eloquent, electrifying Elle.
Hey, welcome in. There's an empty seat right over there.
Oh, no, I'm not staying long.
Kylie?
Is that...
the one you've been wondering about. It's, you know who.
Slam, created by Surim Lee and Cassandra Xiao. Produced and directed by Surim Lee. Written by Cassandra Xiao. Assistant poet, Marquavius Moore. Starred, Ken Westrick, Venice Olier, Monique Rangel Onwegbuzia, Axel Alvenito, Lillian Huron, and McAllister Selva. Featuring, Logan Kluche, James Cromer, Clay Cromer, Harrison Gale, Tierra Starks, Jeremy Xiao, Chantel Wu, Amy Muller, Chad Arley, and Piper Barber. Intro and outro voiced by Tamron Hodge. Edited by Mark Prusikowski. Assistant editor, Olivia Stone. Audio engineering by Kyra Isabella Chen. Sound design and mix by Kyra Isabella Chen. Score composed by Sal Volpe. Theme song by Vincent Lay. Slam is a production of Lime Train Productions.